It seems like they have a lot of events. This is a great time of year to be out there. And this weekend they have the Paint the Town Plein Air Festival, where they have a lot of local art displays. And what I mean by local art is not artists that live in the area, but artists that typically do paintings and renderings of that Chesapeake Bay region.
Oh.
And it's a wonderful way to see some really neat local art. And the location, it's all in Solomons, but focused at Anne Marie Sculpture Gardens, which is, this time of year, just a great place to stroll through.
Tell me about the Battle of Newmarket.
Well, that's a really interesting one. It's the 145th anniversary of the reenactment for the battle at Newmarket, and it's at the Newmarket Battlefield State Historical Park, and it is big. They get thousands of these Civil War reenactors to come out. And some of them, I was talking to one the last time I went to this event, and the guy was driving in from Ohio, and on his trailer is his vintage restored cannon that he's bringing in. The people are so into it with the uniforms and the equipment, and they really do a great reenactment. It's something to behold if you've never seen anything like it.
And Saturday is Kent Island Day.
Yeah, Kent Island is neat. Just over to Bay Bridge, they're celebrating their anniversary and their founding in 1631, quite a long time back, and they're doing that with a variety of activities and displays and crafts, and that's going to be centered at the Stevensville Visitor Center. I think it's a wonderful thing when you cross that bridge into Kent Island, and the Queen Anne's Visitor Center right at the Kent Narrows Bridge has a wonderful museum-like display of life on the Chesapeake. It's very, very well done. And the Narrows is a really special place with all the restaurants and boats. It's a wonderful spring event.
This could be a good weekend for a medieval festival, too.
It sure can. And they have one in Havre de Grace, Maryland at the Stepping Stone Museum. It's what they call a medieval encampment. So it's kind of like a reenactment, like they're having at Newmarket, but this is back in medieval times. They're going to have demonstrations of all kinds of fencing and fighting that was done in the medieval times, plus the normal arts and crafts and period music. So if you want to hear music from medieval type of instruments and dance, you really get a feel for what the time was like back then.
And you know what's getting to be our little personal joke, that every weekend you have another wine festival to go to.
That's true. Well, there are so many around, and it's really just a reflection of the demographics of society that we live in today. One of them that I selected was the 23rd Annual Wine and Craft Festival in downtown Front Royal. They have 20 wineries, plus the arts and crafts, live entertainment, great food. They also have a lot of activities for children, too. And I always like if I can make it out to Front Royal, because it's right near the foothills of the Shenandoah Valley and Skyline Drive. And this time of year, it's just a breathtaking, you know, change of pace to go out and see that peaceful, beautiful country scenery.
And, of course, can't forget Preakness.
Yeah, that's certainly the big one. And they seem to do that bigger and better every year. They're starting the festivities this evening with a parade of lights. And then tomorrow, of course, not just the big Preakness race, but all the infield activity. And a marquee event, ZZ Top, will be playing on the infield this year.
You've got something unusual going on at Merriweather Post Pavilion all weekend long, too.
It's time for Wine in the Woods there. Another wine festival, that's certainly a very well-established one. They've been doing Wine in the Woods for I'm not sure how many years, but I remember going there when I was in my early 20s, and that's getting to be some time back. And that's this weekend, and they've really got that fine-tuned and right. It's a peaceful, beautiful setting, strolling through the woods at Merriweather Post Pavilion, sampling the wines from the different vendors, and, of course, once again, you know, the food and crafts and such that you would expect.
Now, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought the Marine Corps Marathon was scheduled for October, but you have one coming up this weekend?
Yes. Well, I'm sure there are several Marine Corps Marathons. This one is in Fredericksburg, and the theme of it is to run in the footsteps of presidents and generals, because certainly Fredericksburg is filled with all that history. There's a variety of events that surround that, and a whole lot of information on their website at MarineCorpsHistoricHalf.com.
And, of course, everybody's favorite part is the deals. What sort of deals do you have this time?
Well, I've got a couple things going on. I've been working, once again, closely with the folks at Caesars, all five of their resorts. Looks like they've got a little extra inventory for the month of May. Half price, just use the code GA19242, and you get 50% off a romantic room at any one of the five resorts, and not just going there for the romantic room, but some great entertainment. They have, coming up in the month of May, the Temptations. So if you want a little bit of Motown and to see it live at a great, small, intimate venue, I couldn't recommend that better. And they also have some other great entertainment nearby, like if you wanted to go to the Pocono Raceway and do a NASCAR ride-along, whitewater rafting at the nearby Lehigh River Valley Gorge, tons of fun things to do. Plus, your stay includes all-you-can-eat breakfast and dinner, included in the price, all at 50% off with GA 19242.